that last year when Pluto was on the Galactic Center and we were rallying there for the Galactic Party, and we will remind everyone on CD here that another one is planned for this year. Our vehicle has just, for the second year in a row, declined a gracious invitation to go to Turkey and be a speaker for a large foundation. But she's counting on a year two for a timeline tango, and it won't be quite as dramatic as last year's, but that is a good qualifier. You never know. It will be great in a little bit different, but costumes will be involved, and it will be a 3-day event, and you are asked to write in to Bold Connections to reserve your place, and it will be over Halloween weekend, and we believe Halloween is Friday evening, yes?
Halloween would be the dress-up night.
Dress-up night, and once you sign up and we get things rolling, you will be given price instructions and all of that type of thing. So mark your calendars for the cross-quarter of 08, when Pluto will still be in Sag. So a good time can be had. All right, we digress. Where were we? Did we answer questions, or did we go off too far off the deep end, or who has a new question?
This is Karen.
Yes, Kay Walker. Karen Walker.
Yeah, I have just one comment on that hanging. I thought of it while she was speaking of it, but it sounds, I haven't even read the material, this was the first I heard of it, but it sounds like it's, that there's also, to me, I kept getting an image of something in the land, if it's a mining town, that there was something really old with, like, you know, maybe hundreds of years old that is somehow maybe use the internet, but there's something in the land there, because there's so much old magic.
It's true, and the area is in despair, do you understand?
You're real dark. Yeah, there's
poverty,
a lot,
yes.
And there has been for a while. So
and you are very correct that the land in Wales is an old, fought-over land. The giants, of course, different giants migrated there. And, of course, when you are dealing with mining, you are dealing with digging things out of the earth and stirring up plutonic things. You follow this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this would be in the blood, in the air, in the town. Now, perhaps someone will look at the article and research it a bit and find out more of what's a bit of a follow-through. It was one of those showed up and then disappeared. All right, questions.
But I had a question.
Sorry, yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to comment on that. But going back to the machines, when you were speaking of machines with higher consciousness, I was wondering about mechanical machines, like, because the image kept coming into my mind of the water wheel, things that were mechanical, like the water wheel and how it grinds corn, and there are certain mechanical machines that, like, we went through a mechanical era.
Yes, and that would be part of the Industrial Revolution. Remember, look at the Industrial Revolution of taking hold truly more in the 1800s, but energetically being triggered about 250 years ago when Pluto was last on Sagittarius, last on the Galactic Center. This is what we started to say before, 1762 or some such, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So then after 1762, by 1764, let's say, just to be generous, it's in Capricorn. And you see the building, the leaving of an old way, and you're starting to pull these machines in earnest. Do you understand? In earnest.
Mm-hmm.
And in some areas, it is done wisely, and in other areas, what happens? Greed takes hold. Do you understand? Instead of becoming convenience and offering quality of life to all people, that is the good use of machinery. The machinery began to become people, well, I'll get you to make one now, and then I'll have my own, and then I'll charge less, and it becomes, I will have more than others. That is the misuse of energy. That is the misuse of the machines. And you say, well, how does everyone earn a living? Well, let's say, can you imagine that societies have existed without capitalism. Capitalism is not the end-all, above-all, ultimate goal of the material world. It's a way.